Thanks for tuning in to the Campervan Podcast. If you're hearing this intro, it's because you're not listening to the premium feed. Access to that feed is free, and you can sign up at vansage.com to get it. So why sign up for the premium feed? Well, for one, valuable exclusive content. I'll say more about that at the end of this episode.
That it was like I had already gone past that tipping point. And him and I had talked before we got into the van about what's worst case scenario. And it was always, well, we don't like van life and we don't have jobs and we don't have a place to live. And I was already at, I don't have a job, I don't have a place to live, so I might as well try the van life thing. So I found a van really fast. I was like living in a friend's basement. I was doing a lot of house sitting, bouncing from one friend's house to the next on air mattresses, and
wow.
I had a laundry basket full of clothes and my dog. And so the rest was in storage, and I was making it work. I found a van really fast and bought it and brought it back to my friend's driveway and then went, what have I done? Because now I have an empty van in a driveway and no plan. Like, I got the van, and I felt like I had thought through that part as much as I could, but now I had no idea how I was going to build it or actually get on the road.
Did you have any experience with tools and building?
Minimal experience. Uh-huh. Now, my dad and I had built a gate once, so like, that was the extent of my build knowledge. But I had been in a relationship before where I had owned a house with my partner, and he was not handy, and nor did he ever care to be. So I was responsible for doing everything around the house. So I wasn't really handy, but I had the grit to figure it out and enough experience with, like, you can learn anything on YouTube and follow directions, and someone in your life knows more than you do. So I leaned on a lot of friends for supervision and tools and all of that. It was terrifying and exciting and empowering, but it was not the well thought out plan. I didn't have, you know, money saved for van life. I just knew that I was going to figure it out.
Yeah. So you've got an open loop here. I'm on the edge of my seat, and I'm sure other people are too. Now you've got an empty van in a friend's driveway. How do you go from there to setting up to build? Where do you do that? Where are you at this time? What's the weather like? How long does it take to build it, etc.?
Yeah, so I bought it in, it would have been like the middle of May. So I was still teaching for a couple more weeks. I have this empty van. Like I said, I'm bouncing between friends' houses in Salt Lake City while I'm still working. And for the first month, this was a moving van. And it was moving me from one friend's house to another.
Yeah.
It moved all of the stuff out of my classroom. It took a long time to be able to make any progress at all because I was trying to find places to sleep. I was trying to, you know, I would get it all cleaned out, and then it would be like, okay, I can't stay here anymore. I have to move. Well, now all the cleaning I've done was for nothing because now my dog's inside, all of the stuff's inside, moving stuff again. So I didn't really get started on the build for probably a month. And in that time, my love and dating life was a wild journey, where the guy who had broken up with me, he had ended up having like a big religious epiphany, which is why he had broken up with me in the first place.
Wow.
But then shortly after coming back, he had changed his mind. You know, I made the biggest mistake of my life. I want to be with you again. And I was like, yeah, you're an idiot. You shouldn't have broken up with me in the first place. And as much as I wish my story could have just been about, you know, a chick who didn't let a dude get in the way, I wanted to be with him. I had made a huge commitment to this person thinking, like, this was the real deal.
Right.
And so when he's like, you know, I made a horrible mistake, I do want to be with you, I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And I had said that under the stipulation of, like, let's do it, but, like, I'm going to need to move in with you because I don't have a place to live. You screwed me out of that, so I'm going to move in with the intention of I'm leaving as soon as this van is done, but like, let's try and make this work. I need a place. This is a win-win. So I move all my stuff back in with him. The day that I move in to his house, I have movers moving all my stuff, and he decided to take his mountain bike with him to work that day and went mountain biking after work. So I'm like standing in his house trying to figure out where to put things. And, you know, he hasn't really made space for me in closets. And I've got a horrible feeling about it. And he gets home and he's like, I don't think that we should have done that. And so I spent like the rest of the night moving all my stuff to his basement. And so
he sounds like, you know, a child.
It was a horrible time in my life.
Yeah, not to go down a rabbit hole of bagging on him. That's so terrible. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it wasn't a great thing to do to a person, for sure. No. But then, you know, it was a really hard spot for me to be in because I had a van, but it was not built.
Right.
So I have like my getaway car, like out of this horrible life situation,
yeah,
ready to hit the road, except it's not ready.
Yeah.
And like the journey to get me there is daunting.
Yeah.
So that's when I started calling on friends who had houses and garages and staying in places for a couple days at a time. I had friends that were house sitting, that were out of the country, so I was house sitting. I would go there, and for 2 weeks it was like, okay, while I'm here, I'm going to get the flooring done, I'm going to get the walls done, and then I'm going to move all my stuff back in and figure out where to go next.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the guy from the story flip-flopped one more time.
Ugh.
And for a while I was like, no,
yeah,
absolutely not. I'm not getting on your roller coaster again. But then I broke, you know, there's only like so much resisting you can do when the person you wanted to be with, the person you thought you knew, is promising you the world. And I gave in eventually. And so he ended up helping me build the rest of the van, which I will always be thankful for.
Sure.
But very shortly after hitting the road, it was the religious epiphany again. And
back to square one. And
ending our relationship. And that all worked out for the best. I'm pretty sure he's still sitting at his desk doing his 9-to-5. And I think about that often as I'm like in beautiful places on like a Tuesday afternoon. But it definitely didn't set me up for being prepared financially. Like, my emotional preparation was vastly different than most people's, I think, because this was my way out. I was like, the faster I can build this, the sooner I can leave this craziness behind me. I need a fresh start. I need to get out of here. I need to get away from him.
Yeah.
I need to start this journey.
Yeah. Wow. So in the end, he actually helps you get the build done. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I would call that luck. I mean, take your luck where you can find it.
I will call that luck. Yeah. I will forever be grateful. He had a well-stocked garage full of tools.
Nice.
And that was very helpful to me as I didn't have a job at the time. So he'd go to work every day. I'd build all day long.
Yeah.
He'd help me with the things at night that I didn't know how to do on my own or that I needed more hands to help with.
And what's the time period from when you actually start building to completion? How long does that take?
So it would have been about 3 months.
That's
like full time, 12-hour days every day.
Right. Yeah, that's awesome. I think a lot of people don't. I hear so many stories of I'm gonna build a van. It's gonna take me about 2 months, and then 2 years later, right? They're still working on it because the motivation has to be, it has to be legit, you know. And yours definitely was.
Yeah.
For a number of reasons and, you know, circumstances and whatnot. Yeah, I mean, it's a really common story. And I've done it myself where I thought, yeah, I'm going to build this whatever, you know, aspect. And then 3 months later, it's still not done. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, I talk to people who are like, yeah, I'm going to get in a van. I think it's going to take me 2 months to build it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, you can be very knowledgeable about building. Mm-hmm. And it could still take you more than 2 months.
Right.
Everything takes longer. It takes more trips to the store. New things appear that you didn't realize were going to be problems. Things are back ordered. And you're right, the motivation, the burnout is real. I could not wait to be done building. But yeah, I had the motivation back there where he would be like, let's go camping for a weekend. I'm so sick of working on van stuff. And I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, but I think that we went camping once, and I brought all the stuff to finish, like working on my plumbing for my fresh and gray water, and did it at the campsite. I'm a little stubborn.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I mean, well, I mean, to get your degree and become a teacher those kinds of abilities, the ability to follow through and complete things is so important in life in general. But then obviously it sounds like when you decide to do something, you put your head down and get it done. That's really cool.
Yeah, and honestly, that's what saved me more than the know-how of building or having myself in a financially super sound place. It was like that I knew I had the grit and the stubbornness to know that like I was going to make this happen and figure it out no matter what that meant.
Yeah, wonderful. And that will serve you moving forward. Okay. And at what point do you start? You can stop me if I'm skipping some massive block of important stuff, but at what point do you start teaching? You're teaching online, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So
When
I
does that
teach
start?
English online.
Okay.
Okay. So I luckily the timing, I was still getting my teaching paycheck because we got paid all year. So I was paid through the end of July. I hit the road at the end of September, and I had enough money to float me until then. I'm not doing anything, but building my van and feeding myself. And I had sold my car, so my financial picture ended up working that I financed my van, and I had sold my car for
Wait,
$7,000.
you financed the purchase of the van. Once again, if you're hearing this, it's because you're not getting the premium feed. Head over to vansage.com and enter your email address for exclusive access to free, valuable stuff. So, what do you get? This is a daily podcast, but we only release 6 episodes on this public feed each week. Episode 7 is only for premium members. When you sign up at vansage.com, not only do you get early access to the Campervan podcast episodes, you also get episode 7. Each week, I'll send you a link to download in advance all 7 episodes for that week. Also, you get the vansage.com newsletter that includes exclusive articles and links to awesome van life stuff not available on the site or the podcast. I won't spam you or sell your email address. That would be ridiculous. I value your trust and promise not to abuse it. Again, all this is free, so head to vansage.com and enter your email address. Don't miss out on the valuable, free, exclusive extras. Okay, I have a favor to ask you. Please help get the word out. Nothing beats word of mouth, and the best way to achieve that in the modern era is to share the link to the Campervan podcast on social media such as Facebook, Instagram, your blog, YouTube channel, or other platforms. You can also send it old school style via email or even text message. Also, iTunes reviews are much appreciated. If you feel compelled to head over to iTunes and give us 5 stars, that would be wonderful. Okay, thanks again for tuning in, and I will see you on the road.
I got the blues about Miss So-and-so, and the dog got the blues about me. This morning, it's my fault I've been crying.